This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think Michael want to be an Eagle.
Too. He do. He want to be Eagle bad.
He love Philly.
He be on the phone with Slay and all that. And I didn't even like. I'm gonna keep it real. I ain't like that. Slay, don't be talking to them Dallas Cowboys during the season.
He wants to be an Eagle bad. Why is it so hard to understand? Welcome
Shout
back.
Shout out to Gilly, man.
That
Gilly
was funny. It was. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. 215-592-9494. According to Jane Slater, NFL Network, the Cowboys and Micah Parsons have made no meaningful progress on a contract extension. He has no years left on his deal. This is the last year. They got to pay him or let him go. I mean, that's the bottom line. They got to pay him or trade him. And I want the Eagles to trade for him. I want Micah Parsons as an Eagle. I have for years. I get fought on this by everybody every time I bring it up, and I will continue to bring them up. Would you want Micah Parsons on the Eagles? 215-592-9494. It's a simple yes, no. Do you want a great player? Obviously, some people don't want great players like Micah Parsons. All right, there is one thing before we get to the phones and, of course, the bracket of Hughes today that we would have to deal with if he's here. I acknowledge, although he is a great player, which is first and foremost.
But he's a loser.
He's a goofball.
A loser. Come on.
I use the term goofball.
you're okay with calling anybody else a loser.
Man, calls, well, I want
his loser energy.
He
doesn't know it.
A glorified DJ yesterday. Had no problem.
Is a glorified DJ. This guy
that,
is.
That's still funny to me. Oh, by the way, that's some funny stuff.
Garrett Stubbs is more of a winner than Micah Parsons.
Garrett Stubbs
been to World
made
Series.
The playlist. He contributed on the field as much as I did during those playoff runs. Stop it. All right, but let's listen to this. Here was Parsons after the Cowboy Eagle game in December. Just listen to how he justified their, 30-point loss.
You look at their play. They have two big runs and three good deep shots. And that, we made them earn it. And you take away the scoreboard. It was about five plays that decided this game. And you hate to say that because it's a lot of football, but, the two deep shots to Devontae Smith and the one to A.J. Brown. And then also Devontae on that slant, for the most part, we're making them earn it 3 yards, 2 yards, fourth and ones, which is good football for when you're playing a team like the Eagles. But the other side is that when you play in those big teams, we understand big plays going to happen.
I don't love the response. They got blown out, and he said it was just a couple plays here or there. But whatever, he'll be here. He won't get blown out. That's my justification. He'll be on a good team. Worry about that.
We just do this with the Slay lights, camera, action stuff, and
they're cut from the same cloth.
You know that if this happened, if even if we lost, and he said something similar, you everybody would be crushing him on these interwebs.
Maybe, but I'm worried about getting him here first. I'll crush him if I have to.
If Joe wants something, he's going to move the line. You moving the line today.
Well, you guys are kind of moving the line, too. You filibustered with Aziz Ojulari.
No, Aziz, I think Aziz could be a good player.
Yeah,
but
I don't think he could be a great player. I mean, he's on a one-year deal. No one else wanted
him. He won a Super Bowl with only a few great players on the defensive side of the ball. But they play good as a unit.
Sure.
A well-oiled machine.
You know what helps well-oiled machines? Really good parts.
Athleticism.
Mike Parsons is probably the best athlete at linebacker in the league.
Good parts, too.
Yeah, great part. You say I move the line. I mean,
I don't move the line. I'm Lenny. I don't move the line.
If we're all moving the line today, that kind of negates it.
Then what line are we jumping over?
There's nothing to discuss.
I have a one simple line. I want Parsons on the Eagles, and I'm not going to rest till I get him. That's all. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, whether or not it happens doesn't mean I'm not going to stop yapping about it.
No, you can.
Here's what I'll do. I mean, I have to stop doing the Soto shows. He just signed a 15-year deal with the Mets, right? That's over. I will stop doing the Parsons thing
When he signs with somebody.
Yeah, when the Cowboys pay him, or someone else trades for him and pays him, or the Eagles trade for him.
They'll probably wait to right before the season starts.
Probably, and cost themselves more money.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
Right
or
before the season starts.
Howie can make a phone call. You catch Jerry in a bad moment. Jerry doesn't even know what week it is at this point. You offer a couple draft picks, and boom, you get Micah Parsons here.
The absolute blowhole.
That's the one part of this I think everyone who's anti-Parsons is you're missing out on that fun. Like, imagine if the Eagles stole Micah Parsons from the Cowboys. Like, they traded a way below what you would think the Cowboys should get offer, and the Cowboys said, yeah. Like, he says, we have 20 picks the next 2 years. You could have 6 of them, but they're all 5th and 6th round deals. You wouldn't take them then? You still wouldn't want them then? No, of course you would. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, it is March. The madness began yesterday, and I'm not just talking about CBS and True TV and whatever networks they use for the NCAA tournament. Yesterday was decent basketball. I watched a lot of it. Hopefully today's better. But I know what's going to be great. It was yesterday. It's going to be great today. Hugh, you know what that is, right? Bracket of Hughes.
The Bracket of Hughes.
The Bracket of Hughes. We have 2 regions down, 2 to go. And I mean, just to kind of, you know, pump up the committee here. But I'm looking at the matchups today, Kyle. There are some barn burners.
It's a massive slate today. Massive slate.
I mean, some of the best Hughes that we've gotten over the last couple years are in the brackets today. You call in, we'll discuss the Parsons thing, and then we'll throw it to you a matchup at the end. You pick the winner. That Hugh moves on. 215-592-9494. We'll get some Philly stuff, including something Bryce Harper said, and Scott Fransky, our first Fransky Friday. Scott joins us at 12. I guess we'll do a little season preview with Scott here, Hugh, because this is the next time we talk to Scott, it will be the day after opening day. So we got to get Scott on before the Phillies start this thing next Thursday in Washington. Frank is in Wilmington. Frank is on WIP.
What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, Frank. What's up?
Not much, man. Joe, I got a quick question, man. You sound about my age and my age bracket, like mid-30s or so. So
yep.
You played Madden, right?
Yes, of course.
As grown up, you played Madden, you put a team together. Like a super team, one of those teams that had like all these stars on it, and they would never really win because it was just you playing the game. It was kind of fun. When you put a team together that is just like, I'm a superstar coming to a team that has cohesion, doesn't always work out. I don't think that Micah Parsons will want to be coached like Fangio wants him to be coached. Like, I don't think he'll be able to do – I don't think he'll want to be special team. I don't think he'll want to get in coverage. We know he's not really good in coverage, but that's a whole other thing to talk about. But, like, everybody's been talking about Micah Parsons wants to come back home, but – why do we need him? There's no need for him. We have Zach Bond, who does everything we need him to do in linebacker. We have Vic Fangio, who is known as a defensive genius, who gets the most out of the players that he has. And he turned Nolan Smith from, like, everybody was calling him a mid-bust to an actual legend on the edge now. Adding Micah Parsons to a younger team whose cohesion is there, the locker room is there, everybody is good, is going to be a waste of a signing. And he's going to want way too much money. There's no reason to get him right now.
That's a lot of
thinking
right
there. It's a big fantasy football thing, and I don't like any of this stuff to add to this because it's just a name. Everybody's like, Micah Parsons. No, we don't need him. We have Vic Fangio, and I believe coaching is more successful than just bringing in a random name, the best of a bad situation. Like, it's great. Yeah, bring him in from the Cowboys, but I don't want a problem.
All right, Frank, couple things. Let me counter a couple things because I think it's interesting. You're right. The biggest names don't always work out. I mean, we watched the Washington team for years with Dan Snyder try to bring in stars and they didn't win anything, right? So it's not always just that. But 2 things you said, I think I get, but I don't at the same time. Like the part of not needing him,
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I could have made the point last spring the Eagles didn't need Saquon Barkley. I mean, the Eagles had been in the Super Bowl 2 years prior. They had a top 10 offense. They didn't need Saquon, but he was a great football player, and they were able to get him on a good price, and they brought him in. So that's, you know, you never need.
You tell me Jamar Gibbs was your choice of running back. You were happy with that? Not Jamar, I'm sorry. Swift.
DeAndre Swift.
Swift and Gainwell were your guys. Yeah, DeAndre Swift and Gainwell were the guys you wanted over.
No. Saquon's better, but the Eagles had a top rushing attack before Saquon. Like, I'm just saying, the idea of need, they didn't need Saquon, but they saw an opportunity to get better. I view the same thing with Micah. Second thing, Frank, you said...
I don't think Micah Parsons is an improvement. I think he's a lateral movement.
Guys. Like hold on, Frank. You don't think Mike is a better pass rusher than Jalik Hunt and Nolan Smith?
I don't think he's going to bring an improvement that everybody thinks he's going to, because our coaching is doing a good job with Jalik Hunt and Nolan Smith as it is. That's what I'm saying.
Sure,
it's a lateral movement.
One more thing. You said you're not sure if he's coachable. Let's not forget. And just because he's a goofball doesn't mean we have to diminish his career. He came in the league as an inside linebacker. It's why he was drafted outside the top 10. If everyone knew he could rush the quarterback like this, he's top five pick. Dan Quinn changed him from inside linebacker to edge rusher, and he's gone to four Pro Bowls and had all these all pros. Like, obviously, he took to coaching.
All right. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, that's
I think
fine. That's fine. Yeah,
that's
but I don't. So I also don't think that we have another podcaster in the city who, when he showed up, they were all about the podcast and they performed extremely below expectations. And now they're just like sitting on the sideline. Last year, Parsons missed several years and worried about his podcast. I don't know if that's a good idea to bring another podcast. A guy who's worried about his off the field.
No,
stuff,
I like this one, Frank. Yeah. Do we have too many podcasters in Philadelphia? I like that. Frank, do you want a battle of Hughes? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let me pull from the bracket here. All right. First one's a big one. You got to set the tone for the day. All right. Kyle, let's throw this. I'm a 7-10 matchup in the bottom left. All right, on one end of the spectrum, we have Frugal Douglas, who doesn't want to spend his money on most things.
Most things.
And then, of course, Kyle, we have Hatfield Hugh here, really come on in recent months.
Yeah.
They got thick wood hard.
What is that?
Hatfield Hugh is when he endorses the bacon.
And screws it up.
And screws up his endorsements. Yeah. So
they got thick wood hard.
Frugal Douglas or Hatfield Hugh?
One day, Frank, I kind of, you know... They're childish.
I mean, and add a layer to this.
He did get
in trouble for cooking bacon on the air.
Yeah, he did. He did get in trouble for that. Who are you picking? Who moves on? Frugal Hugh or Hatfield Douglas?
I like the jokes with Hatfield Douglas, but I'm going with Frugal Hugh as a frugal person myself. I don't have a lot of money. I don't have to. So I kind of got to ride with that one.
I call it living a smart lifestyle, Frank.
I like it, Frank.
Bets, man.
Smart lifestyle. That's it. Smart lifestyle.
Right, good stuff, man.
Frugal Hugh is a strong one, man. That's a tough matchup.
Well, Frugal Hugh is really part of the reason that we found and met for a long time Hugh without a coat, right? That's why you didn't have your coat. You didn't want to spend any money because you had one in stores down in Georgia. All right, Frugal Hugh moves on past Hatfield Hugh. I do think if you had cooked the bacon on the air at WIP, it would have been a higher seed. You did that at your past stop.
Yeah, it was one of those things where, you know, I don't think I would have gotten that much trouble for it. But, you know, it was a different time, and it was during COVID. And at the time, you know, certain people had to go to work every day.
Yeah.
And nobody was in there. And then other people had to stay home. So it was a little tension.
I wish we could find the audio of the bacon sizzling with Hugh in Atlanta when he was trying to cook on the air.
I would do terrible things for that audio.
Yeah, they were not happy.
I can't imagine they were not. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
There's no way I want Micah Parsons. I mean, I don't understand why the last couple of Cowboys that we brought in here, Skandrick and DeMarco Murray, I mean, they didn't work out. I know they weren't as good, but we just don't need that kind of stink coming from that area of the country up our way.
So it's a Cowboy thing then rather than the player. It's because he's a Cowboy.
Well, that's one of the things. Then there's, you know, the podcasting, the constant like pandering to try to get here. Like, don't beg to come here, dude. That's weak, man. I want to see him stay in Dallas because it'll be more entertaining to hear the Cowboys just continue to blow up over and over and over again. That's what I'm petty like that as far as that goes.
Yeah, I mean, so look, I'll take that as a consolation prize if we don't get him. Like that, if he stays there, he'll just lose for the rest of his career. I do think he's getting knocked a lot for the podcast stuff and all. I mean, Hugh, you say this all the time. This is the reality now with athletes. Like, no matter who we bring in, like if they get to be some level of star, they're probably going to have their own brand while they're playing. I'm like, Jeff, I don't like it either. I don't think it's good for the locker room. Like, we saw Slay and CJGJ because, like, you know, what do you call it? Sneak dissing?
Yeah,
I mean, that stuff happens. Yeah. I wish they didn't do it, but, like, we got to accept it.
It was on Parsons' podcast, by the way.
Yeah, sneak dissing. Yeah.
The idea that he, in that game where he was just describing in that soundbite, you know, if it wasn't for two or three good plays or other plays by the Eagles, like, come on, dude, we just mold your butts all over the field.
I never said he was the brightest bulb. I don't think he's a good football player. All right, Jeff, you ready for a battle of Hughes? All right.
Let's
go to the other side of the bracket here. This is, you know what? I like to throw the tough ones at you, Jeff, because I know you know Hughes so well. All right. An 8-9 matchup. 8-9.
Okay.
We have the 8 seed, You People, Douglas, who does that to us on a regular basis. And Extra Douglas, when he predicts something, he reminds us.
Wow. I like, they're great. I want to go with the You People.
You People.
Yeah, because that hits hard in so many ways, and it's so, it's kind of ironic how things have gone with this country these days. And that's... I don't want to get political, but
you know what's funny, Jeff, when you say it, I hate to say it because I'm with you with that, because it's kind of cringy.
And it is ironic. It's a perfect word for when he's like, "Well, you people said this." All right, Hugh.
It's always funny when you do it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it's still cringy though.
I hear you.
Yeah. All right, good, Jeff. Good one. All right. So You People, Douglas, moves on here. So we have two winners so far: Frugal Hugh and You People. No upsets so far. I think both of those were the right choices here to move forward. All right. Where do you come down? Because you've been on this for a while, that this is a different world with athletes now. So our first caller in the segment mentioned that we have, and he was half kidding, but half serious. We have too many podcasters already here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have Podcast P, Paul George, who has done more podcasts than games played this year, and now, although he quit his podcast for now. We have the Slay thing, even though he's moved on and went to Pittsburgh. But it's kind of the reality of players now, that they're going to have these brands that sometimes they may say something on there that we're like, what did he say?
Yeah, that. But you know what's funny? This is how I view podcasts. And I've been approached a few times to do one with multiple people, and it just never happened. But to me, and again, let me say this, because I'm old school, and I look at most of the ballers that are in the NFL doing their thing today, how many of those guys do you see doing podcasts? Like, that's kind of how I measure.
In the NFL?
In the elite athletes. Like, you might see them on a podcast every now and then.
But you mean their own.
But one that's doing a podcast every week.
Micah.
That's it.
Slay.
Well, I mean, yeah,
he's not elite anymore?
Well, I'm not slighting Slay, but most elite, you don't see Ant-Man doing a podcast. He might be on somebody's podcast. Most people that are in that podcast space.
Draymond has one.
Well, yeah, because Draymond's one foot in, one foot out. And Draymond's not. Now, it'll be different.
Oh, your point is younger players.
Yeah,
it would be different.
It would be different if, say, in his heyday, Steph Curry was doing a podcast every week and going out there balling, or if Ant-Man is out there doing a podcast and balling. I think this is how I feel about sports, man, and professional sports at that. You need to be – when it's your season, you need to be committed to that. You should never – like, because everybody has a voice. And a lot of times, if you're not playing – well, just like Paul George, when he said, I'm going to stop podcasting. You know why he did that? Because his play – he was getting criticized for his play. And you're like, they were calling him Podcast P. I told you the story. You have to focus on one thing. That's how, especially at the elite level. If you consider yourself an elite athlete, I was about to say elite lathlete.
Wait for that, Hugh. He's going to be on the bracket soon.
You have to stay focused, man. That's just me. And I understand that, you know, there's money to be made and people want to hear you, but that's just me.
Can I play devil's advocate for a second? Well, so I actually agree with you. If I could choose, current athletes would not be doing their own thing, because they should focus on what they're focusing on. That's the way but okay, I'm going to lose that battle. You know, no one here seemed to care when Jason and Travis Kelce launched New Heights in 2022.
Because
Jason Kelce was an Eagle, and we loved him.
And you're right. And they did it. It wasn't, to me, they were in the twilights of both of their careers.
Right, but they're still playing. But you're right.
But they're in the twilights. Yeah. And they were pivoting, because Jason, and from my purview, he was getting ready to pivot, because there had already been conversation about him retiring. So he's looking at the next thing, in my opinion. And I know it's going to sound bad when I say it. He's a center.
You said that, not me.
No, I'm just saying he's a center. I mean, that's not disparaging, but it'll be. I think he would have been viewed differently if he was a. Damn, this is going to sound bad, too. Impact player.
Oh, he was an impact player.
I mean, in the sense that people understand that I'm saying.
I know. So my thing on the whole Parsons podcast, if you're using that, I just think we're selective in when this annoys us. Darius Slay had a podcast the whole time he's here, basically.
Mm-hmm.
The only time we brought up what he said is when he said
something negative.
Yeah, when we were annoyed at him.
The Cowboy. Yeah.
Right, when we were annoyed at him. He's on Micah's podcast. He's doing this. He's saying lights, camera, action after Mahomes tortures them in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. But the weeks he plays well, we don't care. Jason Kelce has a podcast. We don't care. But now we don't want Micah Parsons because he has a podcast. I mean, just say it. You don't like Micah. That's fine. I know.
I don't like Micah. But I can admit that.
Well, but it's not because of the podcast.
Not only
no,
that,
but that's come up a few
the
times.
The podcast illustrates how big of a loser he is. It helps the case that he's a loser.
He needs to be on a winning team to reach his potential. That's all. On one hand, we say the Cowboys are a mess. On the other hand, we say he's a mess. Well, maybe he's a mess because of his environment.
Or he's a part of it.
Maybe he is. But he's also the best part of it. He's their best player. 215-592-9494. Craig in Washington is up. What's up, Craig?
Today show, Tilio, you 53, what up, man?
What's going
Craig?
On,
Craig?
What's up, fellas? What's up? Hey, man, listen, man. Y'all crack me up, bro. Hey, Hugh, I'm telling you, man, this thing with this bracket, bro, listen, y'all, man, hey, look, first of all, y'all know my brother is Bruce from D.C. also. You know, he's in the mix with that gas.
He's on the line, by the way.
He's out here on the line.
We'll talk to him soon. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember he put Gassy Hugh on there, man. That was hilarious. He got you with the gas when Hugh.
Yeah, I didn't.
That was funny.
That one's going to make a run, Craig.
Nobody believes me.
That might go deep, right?
Yeah, nobody believes me.
Yeah.
I didn't fart.
Hey, so look, man, look. Hey, I definitely want to make my choice since I didn't get to give you an original name, but I want to make a choice on that bracket. But I do have an Eagles point. Listen, Joe, man, I was tracking with you, man. But, you know, these are the things we talk about, Joe, when you got to set the emotion aside. Now, I agree with you. Micah is an awesome player, awesome talent. But I got to give it to Kyle, man. Kyle, bro, Hugh, listen, man, mm-hmm. y'all swayed me, brother. Mm-hmm. This guy, listen, we don't need that crap in Philly, man, because first of all, A, he's going to cost way too much. B, no Dallas player, like you said, that freaking stench, just like what Jeff said from Wilmington, that stench from Dallas, I just don't want any Dallas players coming up to Philly anymore. And then it's just a problem with him, his mentality, Joe. It's one of them things where he will get there, and he could cause problems, and it could blow up that whole situation. We got a coach, Fangio, who's a wizard of defense. He can make a mountain out of a molehill, man. He can mold guys that were nothing. We had wrote Nolan Smith off, like we said earlier, and now he's made this guy into a prolific pass.
Well,
rusher.
He has.
We can do that with anybody.
Well,
Joe.
maybe. Like, but you give him good.
Joe,
you give him good talent. Good
much.
Talent. Well, he talks a lot. Yeah. But he backs
but
it up on the field.
Cost too much.
Yeah.
Joe, he's going to cost too much, though. Think about the bag. I'm like what Kyle said. You look at.
He's going to get $40 million a year. He's going to get $40 million a year.
Yeah, and keep Dallas miserable, because guess what? Uncle Jerry's going to have to pay him, and that's going to put him in cap hell forever. Why should we help Dallas? And Howie would have to give Dallas. Dallas would fleece us because we're going to have to give up.
No, Dallas not going to fleece us. I mean, no, I get it.
But we would have to pay for it.
Craig,
you know,
we could fleece them. We could fleece them. Craig, what are you ready for a matchup here in the bracket of Hughes? Let's do it.
Hey, give me a matchup, bro.
All right, let's go to this one. Let's go to the bottom left bracket. Let's go to the 8-9 matchup. Life alert, Hugh, because he's fallen down a few times recently and hit his head in the plane the other day. Or PR guy, Hugh, who has lobbied for the job as the PR person for the Sixers.
Just the Sixers, man. I just want to work for the Sixers.
Life alert or PR guy?
Oh, nah, man. Come on, man. Hey, listen. Before I give you that answer, bro, I just want to say, did anybody ever submit tongue-tied?
Yeah, we got
it's a one seed, buddy.
That's a one seed, yeah. That's, all right, life alert or
right,
PR
right,
guy?
Right. I'm going life alert, man.
Life alert. You moves on. Craig, good phone call, buddy. We appreciate it. 215-592-9849 for all your phone calls on the other side. I want Micah Parsons on the Eagles. Do you? Plus, we have to get to something very interesting. Bryce Harper said in a Q&A with Scott Lauber of the Philadelphia Inquirer. I'm not sure he should have said it, and he said it twice. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Save up to 60% now during the Mattress Warehouse semi-annual warehouse clearance event. Mattress Warehouse is making way for this year's models, so that means you can save on their closeouts for leading brands like Sealy and Beautyrest. You can save up to $500 on a select Serta mattress. Plus, you get that free adjustable base with that purchase. Let me tell y'all right now, that adjustable base is a game changer. You can push your bed and adjust it into so many different positions. I'm just laughing because I just like the adjustable base. You get 0% financing. It's available, and you always rest assured with the Mattress Warehouse 1-year price guarantee. Not sure which mattress to get? We got you. They got something called bed match technology that has been backed by scientists. You know, science backs everything, and it takes care of you, man. It recommends you for the perfect night's sleep. So do what I did. Find your perfect sleep night today at the Mattress Warehouse. Stop there. Shop their entire selection. And find a location nearest you. MattressWarehouse.com. That's MattressWarehouse.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, from conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.